a day bed is kind of a couch. It's long, but it only has one place for a head.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of recliner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, in your bedroom, what's the piece of furniture that has drawers in it and you'd put clothes in?
The dresser.
Any others?
Chest of drawers.
Which has a mirror?
Well, a dresser can have a mirror, mm-hmm. but it doesn't have to have a mirror.
Well, what's the difference then between a dresser and a chest of drawers?
None.
Oh, okay, good. Any old-fashioned pieces of furniture like that?
I've heard of kind of a wooden closet that sits by itself mm-hmm. called a chiffero.
Mm-hmm. And does it have, it has a place to hang clothes?
Yes.
Does it have drawers too?
Yes.
Does it have a mirror?
I've seen them with mirrors on the door, mm-hmm. on the inside of the door that closes over the hanging clothes.
Do you have any other term for that sort of movable thing to hang clothes in?
No.
What's the built-in place where you hang clothes?
Closet.
Okay. What would the general name be for sofas and chairs and chests and all those things?
Furniture.
Mm-hmm. The things that hang at the window to keep out light that are on rollers and you pull down?
Shade.
All right. What about the ones that have the slats?
Venetian blinds.
Okay.
Or blinds.
Mm-hmm. A little room at the top of the house just under the roof?
Attic.
A little room off the kitchen where you might store canned goods and extra dishes?
Pantry.
Do you have a name, or what would your name be for a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Junk.
And do you have a room where you might want to store odds and ends when you weren't quite ready to throw them out? What would you call it? You don't have one in your house?
No.
Did you ever hear of a plunder room?
No.
That's an old term, a very old term. Uh-huh. Okay, speaking of daily housework, you would say that a woman does what every morning?
The cleaning.
Okay. What does the cleaning involve?
Dusting, sweeping, making the beds, washing whatever dishes are left up.
Mm-hmm. What does she use to sweep with, not an electric thing?
Broom.
Okay. If, this is hard to describe, the broom were sitting in the corner and the door were open so that it was hiding the broom, you would say the broom is?
Hidden.
In relation to the door, the broom is?
Behind the door.
Right. Years ago on Monday, women usually did their?
Wash.
And on Tuesday they might, to get the wrinkles out?
Iron.
Do you have a name for both washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
All right. Now that was easy. How do you get from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house?
Climb the stairs.
Okay. Suppose it's outside the stairs from the first story up to the second story. In an apartment, maybe.
Fire escape.
Okay. What about coming from the ground level up to the porch? Outside.
I don't have a term for doing that.
Well, what are the things, though, that you come
stairs.
Up? Stairs.
Stairs
outside, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or steps.
Is there a difference between steps and stairs?
I think maybe steps would be outside.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it's inside the house and you're going down from the first floor to the basement.
I think that would be stairs.
Okay. See, I don't think we've talked about this. What is the structure that's built right outside the house? I said it a minute ago when you were coming up the steps to it, where you might put chairs and sit outside.
Porch.